Head over to the livestock side of the trade in this cattle market. Who have ever thought that we would see cash cattle trade as early as it did this week?
And it was a higher, you know, we went from the 159 bid, 159 trade to a 160 bid to a 161 trade. Late yesterday, futures responded. But Susan, boy, the market has not taken out yesterday's high. I think that was 153.05 in the actively traded June contract. Not even seriously challenge that in today's action with a 152.82 high. What would I be discouraged if I was bullish in long cattle futures right now?
Are we going to continue to see some strong packer demand?
I don't really know. It depends upon the wholesale beef complex, and that could be part of today's problem with the wholesale beef losing steam yesterday afternoon. We were quoted higher in the noon quotes and then lower in the late quotes.
And I'm sure the influence of what happens this weekend, rain-wise, and how much meat passes the counters will have an effect, too.
It'll be hopefully a good weekend for meat clearance, and then we'll see what kind of after-holiday orders we get.
From a hog perspective, futures there have had kind of a recent slump within the trade.
Yeah, June futures continue to swing on either side of 82, and it's kind of, we have not closed below 82. That's what I feel like a guy needs to see to indicate a continued drop on down. We've been all lower below 82 all day until just recently. Since we've been on the phone, hog futures have rallied about 30 points, and now we're back on the positive side of 82.
Any thoughts ahead of the cattle on feed report?
I kind of suspect you'll see placements come in on the high side of the guesses, so we're really expecting placements to begin to pick up steam here moving into the second half of the year.